Now, it is interesting that not much is told us in Scripture about this, but if we see in the progression that now Jesus has revealed himself to the first of the apostles, and the very first apostle he appears to is Peter. That begs, just like we asked, why was Mary Magdalene the very first person? I would ask you, why do you think Peter was the very first apostle that he talked to? All right, because remember in Matthew chapter 16, one reason I would think is because Jesus had promised Peter the keys to the kingdom. Now, how did Peter earn that benefit, that blessing? You remember Matthew chapter 16? Jesus came and said, "Who do you say that I am?" Remember, Peter made that great confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He recognized, "You're the Messiah, you're alone of the way of eternal life." And Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Peter, flesh and blood hasn't revealed it to you," blah, blah, blah. And he gives him all that. He said, "To you, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom." And personally, I think that Jesus met with Peter and began the discussion with him about what was going to happen in the book of Acts. I think Peter was probably very much overwhelmed, but I think that's one of the reasons. Anybody else? Why else might Peter have been the first one Jesus met with? Come on. He was always a boisterous one. I love Peter. There are people pick on Peter and Jacob. Peter was the one that, what's the last thing Peter just done? Hey, he denied him. Peter and Jesus had some personal business. Remember Peter, Jesus looked Peter in the eye and said, "This night before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times?" Peter said, what did Peter say to that? "No, I won't. Not me. Everybody else might do it. Not going to be me." So I think Peter and Jesus had some business to finish. And I think it's interesting that in Luke's account, I'll read this to you, in Luke chapter 22 and verse number 32, this is where Jesus says to Peter, after he's made this terrible statement, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." He says, when you're converted. Now, I know I read people and you read some of the commentaries. I just want to shake my head. They see the word converted and they always think that means someone getting saved. If you're going to grow in your faith, you got to learn that words mean things. And just because the word salvation is used doesn't mean it's always meaning eternal salvation. Just because the word conversion is meant here doesn't mean this is where Jesus looking down thinking, "Peter, someday you're really going to get saved." No, I think the great confession was pretty clear that Peter was saved. And then we know at the Lord's Supper, Jesus said, "You're all clean except for one," meaning Judas. So Jesus had said they're all saved. So he's not talking about salvation. He's talking about Peter when Peter said, "I'm never going to turn away from you." And Jesus says, epistemo is the Greek word there. It literally means to turn again, to turn back when you're converted. Peter says, "I'm not going to turn." Jesus says, "Oh, yes, you will. But when you turn again, when you're converted," a lot of believers need to be converted. Yes. Before that conversion usually happens, there's a lot of weeping that goes on when you get busted up. And I think if you live for the Lord any length of time, you've endured some busting ups where God breaks you down. And never say in your life you think you're more broken than you've ever been until you take your last breath. But a lot of believers need to be converted. They're just heading down life with their pride. "I'll never turn my back on you. Look at me. Look at my standards. Look at what blah, 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 blah. Look at what I do." Doesn't count much in God's economy. And he says, when you turn around, strengthen the brethren. So if you say to me, how do you know a Christian has really been converted and has turned around and is going the right direction in their spiritual walk? It's really pretty simple. What did Jesus say would happen once Peter was converted? He would strengthen the brethren. I can tell if a person is really on serious about their faith and is walking the right direction, not perfect, is our impact, not even so much on unbelievers, is how do we impact other Christians? When people are around you and me, are they strengthened in their faith or are they weakened in their faith? Or do you not even think you have a responsibility to strengthen any of your brethren? Jesus said it this way, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye what? Love one another. Everybody needs more love. I don't know about you, but I need it. I think we all need it. And the way to strengthen someone in their life is to let them know they're loved. Now, listen, we're out of time, but I was going to ask you, and I ask you to consider, if that's what God wants us to do, to strengthen other believers, what does that mean? How do we do that? I guess I wrote down in my notes, are we negative or are we positive? Are we encouragers or discouragers? Do we witness boldly or are we fearful? Are we critical or are we exhortational? Are we people of forgiveness or bitterness? Are we people of division or people of unity? Are we people that edify or are we people that gossip? Are we people that support the local church or are we people that abandon the local church? Now, I don't mean to be unkind. I know I'll probably get hate mail. That's okay. You can send it to the church website, but there's no way this side of heaven that you're ever, ever, ever going to convince me that a Christian who's really right with God, other than health reasons, let me predicate this, okay? There are reasons that a person can't be always connected in the same way. But even if you have health issues, Ellie's here tonight. I think we stay connected to Ellie through modern technology. Thank you for that. You know, Brother Howard's here tonight. Sometimes we got to stay connected in other ways. But I'm talking about in the average person that's got the options in life to say something along the lines, well, I just live my spiritual life all by myself. I don't need a church. Yes, we're a bunch of sinners. Yes, we make mistakes. But it's God's plan. Jesus said, I wasn't going to build my Facebook group. He didn't say, I'm going to build my social media. He said, I'm going to build my church. And drives me crazy when people say, oh yeah, I'm just really devoted Christian. Well, I want to know, are you strengthening the brethren? And where are the brethren supposed to meet? According to the New Testament, Book of Acts, supposed to meet at the local church. And yet, gone.